And welcome.
Welcome back, everybody.
Season 6, episode 2 of Pirates and the Caribbean.
Yep, but today is only one pirate.
It's okay, who are you?
I'm Ikran. I think people, okay, I was going to say people should know me by now.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, unless this is like your first episode. I'm Ikran.
And missing person is Zahra. And then I'm Manira. So thank you for joining us. We're wearing black today because we're sad that Zahra's not here.
Would you stop making me laugh, please?
No, it was just a coincidence. It was just a coincidence.
I'm always wearing black. My favorite. What's your favorite color?
You know what a child said to me? What? Black isn't a color, missy. It's a shade. That's it. Okay, smarty pants. You asked me what my favorite color is. I told you, innit?
Is that what they said?
Okay. I mean, that. I think they're correct. But
yeah. I was gonna say.
But did nobody ask you that?
Pants. Black, grey, brown, that's it, that's me.
Okay, so neutrals.
Yeah. Only when I go to weddings, actually, I wear really bright colours.
That is very true. No, and in summertime, you hit us with some bright numbers.
Yeah, in summertime. Because winter, I'm very limited, I'm so sorry.
You bring out the brights.
Yeah. What colour, do you not see that rule that said, what colour should I enjoy putter? The black or the white?
I'm done.
Dying.
I mean,
have you not seen it? I'm gonna show it to you. You're gonna laugh. It's so funny.
So guys, we are recording on Thursday, the 4th of January, the day that Jeffrey Epstein's list has been released.
Ooh, do you think he's dead? I don't think he's died. I know people say, you know.
I mean, he looked dead on the stretcher. I ain't finna lie.
Let me tell you something, yeah. I've watched too many crime shows. I tell people this all the time.
He had enough money.
He could be injected to
not be dead. However, he also had enough people's information for them to kill his clout.
Yeah,
that's what you need to remember. So unless you've been under a rock, you will know that Jeffrey Epstein is a dead billionaire. He took his own life allegedly, while he was locked up for a decades long.
Of
rape, molestation of many young women and girls.
Yes.
And
some sex ring.
Until today. I mean, he was the ring. Most of it was to him, to be fair.
Yeah.
And then he...
This is what happens when rich people get bored. I'm so sorry. Well, obviously, I can't say that for everyone, but I feel like when it comes to the epiphany of like... when you know when you try something too much...
Yeah.
And then it gets to the point where like...
But I reckon he was like that before he was rich, babes.
I think so. Yeah, some people are sickos.
He just had more access and more reach once he became rich. But I definitely believe he was a pedo before he even got rich. I believe he was a pedo before that. For sure. I don't think he became a pedo with money. I think he was a pedo. And then he got the money and was like, wow, now I can be a super pedo.
Yeah. Make my own club.
So he... Today... The documents, the sealed documents from the court case have been released. And obviously everybody's going crazy because
I'm a bit surprised. All
the names that are on there.
Are you surprised? I was surprised.
But I think people are failing to understand that actually, so it's a 200 page document.
Okay.
If you read the document, some people's names are in it just because the lawyer asked. So for example, Naomi Campbell's name's in there. But it is simply because somebody was asked a question, was Naomi Campbell there?
They said yes.
No, they said no.
Okay.
And then there's other people whose names are in there simply because the person was asked a question about that person.
Okay.
Not because the person was actually present or actually did anything.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get it?
Mm-hmm.
But some of the people, basically, that court document ain't worth nothing. Okay. They need to get Jeffrey Epstein's little black book.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That is what they need.
Where's that black book?
I'm telling you. In his grave, like this.
Oh, someone's probably destroyed it.
Hold it onto it.
I've watched too many films to know how.
But that the court documents don't really tell us anything because people are moving mad. People are violating, like, Stephen Hawking.
I saw that one. I was a bit shocked.
First of all, I just want you lot to know that people in wheelchairs can get down with the business too.
100%.
Okay, let's be clear. Paraplegics. Need love too.
100%.
And can also potentially be predators. However, again, everyone who's listed in the court document isn't necessarily a paedophile.
It doesn't. Okay, go on.
No, now you have to tell the story.
I was gonna say there's a guy in our local area that was like has no legs and stuff like that. He's on a wheelchair.
He's got no legs.
No. And then he was like having bare kids and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then one day, like I was dropping the kids off to school. This was like years ago. And then I saw like a bunch of women next to her, and they were all like surrounding her. And I was like,
surrounding who? The guy in the wheelchair?
The lady? No. His wife.
Okay.
The wife. Yeah. And I was like, once I dropped nabs, I was like, what's going on here? And then all I saw, the lady, like, she has like black eye.
I know the man in the wheelchair didn't black her eye.
Yeah, and I was just like...
Sweetie, you should have thrown him on the ground.
That's what I'm saying. I said to her, let me give you a plan. I said to her, when he's sleeping, yeah, just drag his ass out of the bed and just onto the floor.
He can't fight, but... Some people's upper body strength is crazy.
And yeah. I used to see him all the time, and I used to be like...
He beat her, though. That's ridiculous.
And everyone was like, you can't say that. I was like, let me tell you this. I told you, I put her to the side. I said, this is what you need to do. When he's knocked out, sleeping.
Pull him out the bed.
You need to get a frying pan and start knocking him out.
I don't know if I should laugh at that.
No, honestly, I was so serious because...
But be fair, he hit her, so... But, I mean, call the police or leave could have been two other options.
I'm beating your ass up, and then I'm going to call the popo.
After I beat you.
I said to her, but make sure that he doesn't get to you. Because she was like...
Oh, you don't need the wheelchair to get her, trust me.
I know, but I was like... And then every time I used to see him, his fists. I was like, are you dumb? Like, and she's so tiny. She was so tiny. I was just like...
So then that makes sense.
And then one of my friends, she goes, you're not okay. I said, I'm definitely okay. I believe violence on violence when it comes to things like that. Are you dumb?
Good luck. Mm-hmm. Good luck.
No, but I'm just saying, yeah. It just reminded me that, you know.
So Stephen Hawking, all the people whose names are on the list aren't necessarily sexual predators.
Michael Jackson was there.
Michael Jackson, they've been saying he's a pedo.
Listen,
for
I stand with Michael Jackson. I do not believe
decades,
he's a pedo.
Yeah.
I don't care what anyone tells me.
I mean, a lot of people in our generation don't believe that Michael Jackson was a predator.
I don't.
And find that difficult to take.
I do.
I'm indifferent because I weren't there in it. He definitely had some strange relationships with children. But I also am a firm believer that Michael Jackson died a virgin. I actually don't believe that man had a sex ever in his whole life. That doesn't mean he didn't fondle children or make them do things to him, though. So I don't know. Mm. Allow Alan a minute. I weren't there. But basically, true. Jeffrey Epstein's list is out. What are you lot saying about the list? Any names, did they shock you? Like,
obviously, Prince Edward didn't shock me.
Is that his name? Andrew?
Andrew, yeah. Isn't it?
No, but he's been exposed. Like, did you watch the Epstein documentary on Netflix?
No, I haven't watched it.
Okay, I watched it, and number one... That man was actually disgusting. I'm not gonna lie to you. He was nasty, dirty, dirty, dirty. Like, he needed to get beat down, jumped.
You know,
he should have stayed in prison and got jumped.
You know what someone said? How long till this is all Meghan Markle's fault? I was dying on that comment, I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, Piers Morgan will soon find his way.
Yeah, of course. Ah, that guy. Let me tell you something about Piers Morgan. If I see you...
You ain't gonna do shit.
Give me my moment.
Okay.
That's true. Because there's going to be her security.
Start again. Go on.
There's going to be
go on.
Piers Morgan. I hope you're in the pits of hell. I do not like him.
Well, who does?
But he's just so like...
hateful?
Yeah.
And like, loud about it?
And even like the whole Palestine things and everything. Like, you know, the interviews also. I just feel like any Muslim should not go on his show. There's no point. I honestly believe there's no point.
Do you know what? I used to think that as well. But at the same time, the reason why I think it's good that they go on there is because they have to disrupt. At the end of the day, his audience is a certain group of people.
Mm.
And even if he
but
cuts...
But he doesn't give people a chance.
I know he cuts people off and blah, blah, blah. But even if somebody in his audience hears one thing that makes them think twice...
Yeah.
And they go up and look something up a bit
Mohammed,
more. I don't watch anything to do with Piers Morgan because I can't handle my blood pressure rising. Piers Morgan and all them other LBC man them as well, most of them, I don't listen to that because I get stressed out.
Mm,
and then one time I actually tried to call LBC. That's when I knew I'd hit rock bottom. Because what are you calling Nick Ferrari for? He's just going to blam down the phone in your ear.
There's certain things, certain shows that like that gets you to the point that you want to call the... That's how angry you get to the point that you call.
And you, I'm not calling in no far-right person's show.
That happened to me with EastEnders one time. That's another story. EastEnders pissed me off so much one episode years ago.
You went to Ofcom. You went to Ofcom.
Yeah, I started calling them saying... I'm not happy about this episode.
And what is it when the girl got her hijab pulled off?
I think so. It was about some Muslim family. I was like, nah, you're taking the piss. I
said, or is it when Zainab got divorced?
I think it was something.
When he gave her the talaq. That was too funny. I haven't watched EastEnders in years, but I remember
that. Really triggered me. And then I stopped watching EastEnders from that day because it literally triggered me for me to call off.
Or is it when Bobby became Muslim, the little white boy?
I think it was something about them being in a mosque and then it was just very like, it was very like, the way they did it was very disrespectful. I can't remember, it was years ago.
Oh, okay.
But I remember calling off from that night saying, hello, I've complained.
I'm done.
Honestly. But,
yeah, Epstein's list. I know I ain't on it. That's what I'm saying.
I wonder how many celebrities though, there must be like, obviously, there's
some people on it.
There's some must have paid hella money. I'm sorry. There's billionaires on there that obviously we do not know. There's like.
But then there's. I mean, there's like.
Bill Clinton. Are you surprised on that one? Not really.
No, but to be fair, if you watch the documentary, all the girls that were abused, they did see Bill Clinton on the island, but they all said that they never saw him do anything untoward.
Maybe he was just his friend.
But my thing is, you knew little girls was being abused though. Even if you never touched them, you knew that the girls he had walking around did not look of age. And you're nasty because you didn't raise the alarm.
It's true.
And you kept going back to the island.
And you was a president
so
at the
even
time.
Even if you didn't touch anyone, you still saw little girls prancing around in their bikinis that were not Jeffrey's daughter in it.
Yeah. True.
Because they... some of them were 14.
Anala. That's crazy.
And he preyed on girls who were from broken homes.
Of course,
who were runaways. Because in my head, I was thinking, why are these people's parents not looking for them? Parents where? These girls were on the streets.
Yeah. Always.
Their parents hadn't seen them for... Because he was trafficking them, not just in... He was flying them abroad to continue to molest them.
That's crazy.
He was taking them on a private jet because he couldn't deal with... No, I must rape this girl. So I'm going to France, but she's coming, so I can rape her in France also.
Oh, wow.
And that's then my crazy friend Andrew also. I need to bring a thing for him to England, so I'm going to bring one of them as well. I'm being serious.
I know.
He was taking them country to country.
That's crazy.
Because he had a private jet.
Yeah, of course.
He weren't flying them on no American Airlines, babes, because then he would have got caught.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's disgusting. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. And burn out all the pedo them.
Exactly.
And hold tight. What's that little Jamaican girl? I can't remember what her name is. You dirty man. You dirty man. Have you heard it?
No.
Leave the people. I need to find the clip. Kick me them alone. Nah, do you know what's really sad? Actually, the fact that she's so young singing that song and what the words of the song are is really sad.
Oh.
Because...
I haven't heard it.
Everyone was laughing at it because of where she said, you dirty man, you dirty man. But actually, she talks about pervert men.
Oh.
Troubling children in the verses. And she looks like she's about 8. So maybe something's happened to her.
100%.
Leave people quickly them alone.
Like, I was reading that recently, like, you know, a lot of kids that get trafficked are like, kids that come from like broken homes and stuff like that, especially in America, you know, there's like a really high
their population rate of, like, is so big as well.
Yeah, but there's like a really high rate of children missing.
Yeah,
like Atlanta, in Georgia, all those
places. Yeah, they
like,
snatched them up.
Yeah,
but my friend's daughter said that her and her little friend was walking from the train station to go home, and a car went past them twice, and they were like, "That car's went past us already."
Mm-hmm.
Then it came the third time. And the man wound down the window and asked some... Either he asked for the time or he asked for a direction to somewhere. They said, good day, sir. They started running. They
said... Yeah, 100%.
But I'm telling you now, it was like 3 men in the car. They were probably going to try to take them.
Of course.
Don't get it twisted.
No, the streets are crazy. Like, subhanAllah, that's like one of my biggest fears. You know that? Like,
don't walk down the road with your head first. Don't get complacent, is all I'm saying to people. Don't get too comfortable because people... They're snatching people up out here.
Yeah.
Don't ever get it twisted. They're snatching people up.
No, that's
maybe
scary.
I'm a conspiracy theorist. I need to stop.
Me too. I'm the biggest conspiracy. When it comes to things like that, and sometimes I need to stop myself because I go into a really hole and I'm like, Ikran, come out.
You see, if I'm walking down the road and a white van pulls up next to me or something,
I'm running the other direction.
Do you think I'm waiting for them to steam out the back?
Nah. I watch too much Criminal Minds. What do you call it? Episodes for me to know what happens.
What's not happening?
No. Me, white van. When I see a
I'll run in front of a car and get knocked over first. I'm telling you that now. You're not taking me that van. I swear to God, you're not.
Exactly. You're gonna write. I agree with you.
And inject me and send me to Azerbaijan. It's not happening. It's not happening. I'm telling you now. Azerbaijan. It's not funny, but that's what they do. Do you think you're staying in the UK?
No.
You think you're staying in the UK? They're barling off your head and they're sending you. No.
No, what is scary, like even now, sometimes I'm like, I would never let him.
They're less likely to take a boy. I ain't gonna lie.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Yeah, that's like
no, I'm very. I'm a paranoid parent, naturally.
As you should be.
Naturally,
the streets ain't safe.
No, it's not safe. Me, I said first they're gonna have to carry me. Me, they have to drag me. I'll throw myself on the floor first. I'm too heavy.
A speeding car, take me.
Do you think they'll try to take me? I think I weigh too much for them. My weight is the only thing I think that can help.
You just never know in this life. So
unless there's like three bulky men, then I'll be like.
I keep my eyes peeled. I watch everyone. You see when there's someone walking behind me, a man?
Yeah.
You know, I pretend let me search for my keys. I let him walk past.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think I've got time?
No, the amount of times that I've done that, like, when behind. I see a person Sweetie. Walking past me and I'll cross the road.
I'm a hijabi out here. People hate us as well, so anybody got time?
Exactly. Remember the times when there was, like, proper hate on Muslims? I was so paranoid. I used to be on, like, defense.
Do you remember when Zahra said a man was walking past her with his hand in his pocket? And then when he got, like, line by line with her, he went like this to her head. Do you remember?
No, I don't remember.
With his fingers. But that's still abnormal.
Yeah.
He had his hand in his pocket the whole time. Imagine it was something else.
Yeah.
And what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
Black people.
What does he mean by that?
Obviously, like...
Yeah, basically, if you're dead.
Yeah, if you're dead. If you're gone.
Yeah. It's all right.
See, even like, I think the biggest one that shocked me, and I was very like, oh my God, is when that Muslim got thrown on the, you know, the train, the moving train, yep. And then alhamdulillah, she...
In front of the train track.
Yeah. That, now, when I'm traveling the train, I stick to the wall, like glue. Yeah, I'm like this. I look at all the white people, I'm like this. Anyone that I find
suspicious. Don't ever get it twisted. It's not, trust me, it's not always them.
I know, but
this is where people. This is where people get messed up.
It's the Eastern Europeans.
I know, I look at everyone. It be your own people.
Do you think so?
You just don't know.
Yeah.
To me, anyone could kill me. I want you to be clear on that.
Yeah.
Stop looking and thinking. Anyway, Karen, let's move on because I'm with conspiracytheory.com
forward. No, but did you see that man that attacked the Vegas judge during his sentence?
Do you know what? First of all, I don't condone elderly violence.
Me neither.
But that was crazy. I couldn't stop laughing.
He was going down for battery, you know that?
Yep.
You ain't never coming out, my guy. I'm sorry. I'll see you in 2068. That's how long his sentence is going to be.
He's lucky they didn't shoot him in his spine right there in the courtroom. While he was mid-air.
But did you see how he flew? He's in the wrong place.
He should have been an athlete. Yes. Number one, then maybe he wouldn't have ended up a criminal.
100%.
But because I bet a lot of people are okay. Maybe you haven't seen it, but basically, there's a guy in court, and you know the videos of the court is recorded in America. I don't know about how we are here, but in America, it's recorded. And basically, when they give the defendant a chance to speak before the judge, you know, slams down their sentence, whatever it's gonna be, he basically was out to the judge. Please, I'm not the person who I was when I committed that crime. I'm not on drugs anymore. I'm not doing this anymore. Like, basically,
but this is his third time that he avoided bail, by the way.
Right.
It's going to be his third time.
So he's basically saying, I don't do drugs no more. I'm not doing any of this no more.
Yeah.
So basically, like, I should be bailed out and given an opportunity to just continue my life. I'm working, whatever. So then the judge says to him, with her spectacles down here like this, she said...
Nah.
And she said, nah, not with this record. I think you need a taste of something else. And she did smirk at him a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, my thing is, she definitely triggered him. Also, to be honest with you, I don't know if it would have been different if she didn't smirk. I think the fact that she said no was enough for him to whoop
her ass.
But let me tell you something. If I was that judge, heads will roll. Because how many people let that man... he ran. There was a table and then a gap.
I know.
And then she was up there.
Yeah, yeah. And then
he made it over the table, through the gap, and then up into the air and launched himself on top of her body. Not one taser.
He said, nah.
Not one taser. Not one gunshot. Not nobody catching him by the legs. Nothing. The only man who I rate that backed it was the guy sitting right next to her.
Yeah,
jumped on him straight away, but he was beating that old lady down.
He got hospitalized. I think one of them got hospitalized. Yeah.
But that man, I'm not going to lie, he was flinging some tumps. Did you see how he was punching the boy afterwards?
Yeah. But did you see how the judge?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He said, you ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm telling you.
He was like, I'm beating your ass. I know these people.
But my thing is this. Now he's got some extra charges.
Yep.
And now you actually prove them right.
Yep.
I mean, I know the criminal justice system is broken.
100%.
But at the same time, battery, I'm assuming he was hitting a woman.
Yeah, yeah.
So you've got form, and that was his third offence of what, beating a woman down?
Yeah. Go to jail, bruv.
I think you need to go to jail. Don't collect 200. Don't pass go. It's time for you to leave.
Yeah. Because I think if they pay bail or something like that, right?
You can pay bail. And that's what he was asking for, if he could bail out.
Yeah.
But she was like, no, you need a taste of something else. He said... The way he launched himself like a bat.
No, the way he launched himself,
he was like a bat. You know how a bat's wings are stuck together like this?
It was too... And it's the way that he was waiting, like he was at his...
And like, it's the fact that when she said, you need a taste of something else, he was like, nah, F that, bitch. And the thing is, you know what was funny? It's because you couldn't see him at that point. You could only hear him.
Yeah.
And you could hear... And you could see her eyes opening wide. I just said, he's coming for me. Yeah. Nobody protected her.
No, they did not.
Nobody protected her. Sorry, judge. For that one guy. But I'm just glad that he didn't have like a weapon or something.
No, that's crazy.
But I'm telling you, if I was her, I'm getting signed off sick for 6 months.
Yeah.
I'm not coming to work. Somebody's
getting... And they need to put like a... I would have requested like a... Some sort of like...
Do you know how many officers are in a courtroom? With guns.
So why they were standing there? Like, I don't think... I think it was the initial shock.
I don't think they realised what he was going to do. But to me, as I said, he got around a table. Proceeded to run and jump into the air and open star.
Very high the way he jumped. I'm not going to lie. That was very impressive.
Somebody could have caught his leg.
Yeah, no.
Somebody, when he was walking around the table here, could have dragged him.
Yeah.
Somebody, something. Before he got to that woman... And pulled her by her poor little hair onto the ground. Astaghfirullah. I'm going to lie. I shouldn't have laughed, but I did.
No, I mean, I was laughing.
I didn't laugh at first because I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, at first I was like, and then when I watched it again.
But
I
it's
was
the jump. It's the jump that sent me to the moon.
I was very impressed. I'm not going to lie to you.
He should have been an athlete. Then he would have ended up a criminal, maybe.
100%.
Actually, that's a lie. Look at that Ray Rice who knocked his wife out cold in the lift. Do you remember? I pulled her body out of the lift. That was years ago.
Who's that?
He's an American football player. He punched his wife like she was a man.
I know we're a bit late.
And
but
knocked her out cold.
What's the actress? The one that the home video that had a baby.
Kiki Palmer.
No, we didn't because we weren't around that time.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, that one as well. Do you see how he was like?
I didn't see, but I heard he was pushing her up on the thingy table. I didn't actually watch it.
I was actually kind of judging her house. I was like, wow, why did I look like that? Sorry.
Ikram?
Sorry.
She's a busy woman.
I know, but I was just like expecting it to be a bit more.
She's a busy woman.
Her house looked like 1960s. I'm sorry. Sorry. That's the
maybe that's the theme she was going for, babe.
Maybe
that's the theme she was going for. Yeah, never know.
No, but that one also, the way he that one is crazy. I've never liked him.
Question. As you're getting older, what's your parents' behavior like?
My mom, I'm trying to make her more independent. You know that from
me. I feel like your mom is quite independent.
In certain
apart from with the whip, that's it.
In certain aspects, yeah. My mom, I think I've said it before. Mom's got a whole license. She got it before me. She got a whole car, by the way.
She's got 8 kids, so one of you lot can drive her. Basically.
She will never drive. She'll be like. And I will say to her, Mom, you got a whole car, you've got your license. Like, she knows how to drive. By the way, she knows the whole of London. You know, sometimes when I'm in Norfolk, she'll be like, here. I'm like, how do you know these roads? You don't even come out. Like, how do you know these roads? She goes, because mind your business. I said, okay. Yeah. But I mean, in terms of like, I feel like sometimes my mom, I try to make her independent in terms of like, she can speak English. She understands it.
She definitely can, because I conversate with her.
Yeah, but sometimes she acts like she can't.
It's a lack of confidence.
Yeah, I think it's a lack of confidence. But I've had this approach like, no, like I'm not going to start. Last time she wanted me to be like, oh no, stay with me. Like, I think went to tuition. And she was like, no, stay with me for the...
To speak to the teacher.
For the teacher. I said, no, you understand the language. You can conversate with her. My parking's running out. I'll see you in the car, sister. Bye. And not because I didn't want to be there and explain to her. I'm like, mum, you're fine. You can do it. But she's like, oh, but... I think it's that comfort.
Yeah, of course.
Of just me being around, you know? But I want to get her out of that. I don't... Yeah. I'm not always going to be around for me to explain this to
somebody else.
But that's because...
That's the pleasure of having 8 kids, bro.
I know, but that's because my role, since young, I've always been... Me and my siblings have always been the one that interpret for her. Even my dad sometimes... read letters. Do you know what I mean?
Of course.
Kind of grew up with that.
That's normal for children whose parents don't speak English as their first language, though, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. But as the years go, you've been in this country like over 20 years. Like, you know how to speak English. My mom acts like she don't know how to speak English. She knows.
It's a lack of confidence.
Yeah.
I have so many people tell me their English is bad, and I'm like, is it? You just have an accent. That's not bad English. That's exactly. just English with an accent.
Yeah, a lot of people think like, oh, because my English is not good. I'm like, I can understand. You know, I always say I can understand you. Yeah. If you're speaking to me in English and I can understand you perfectly, so you're
it's a lack of confidence. Yeah, it's a lack of confidence.
I think just some of those things like that I try to like make her a bit more independent from me, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like they've left me alone since I got married. I've been a bit like,
I mean, that's what they're supposed to do.
I know, but my role has always been the person that's like, Ekran's there, Ekran's to be the first one.
Do you feel left out now?
Not really. I kinda like it, you know.
Okay. Well then.
My brothers have taken the role of like doing the food. Like I still do the food shopping whenever she needs me or whatever, but they've taken that role now that they take her places. Like, you know, before I used to always take her weddings.
Yeah.
It's always me whenever she wants to go outings and stuff like that.
But you still love going weddings with your mum.
Yeah, we had fun.
You weren't even just like most people. They're just dropping their mum off at the wedding. You had your dinner on.
Listen, if I'm gonna drive all the way there, I'm gonna get some food. I'm gonna party with you, sis. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you and your mum have had good times together.
Exactly, but now my my brothers take that role, like taking her to like nikahs
and
stuff like.
They're not gonna
stay there. No. They just drop her, bring her back. Like, do you know what I mean? So obviously, if it's like a big wedding, family wedding, we'll all go together.
Yeah, that's.
But that has definitely reduced. I think now they see me as like, once married woman, let's have a little bit of like, you know.
It's funny, you know. You see how they respect you once you're married.
Yeah, but before. Now I use everything else on my
husband.
Listen.
Marriage is not supposed... Being married is not supposed to be a status symbol, but it is.
It is, Mooney.
It is a status symbol.
No, honestly, like, my family has calmed down a lot. From, I think, like, because I've always... I'm the eldest.
Yeah.
So I've always had, like, certain things. My mum was always dependent on me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But now since I got married... But also, my mum, I'm also very, like... I realised it throughout the years. My mum's, like... There's sometimes I'm like, oh, mom, how are you? Like, you know, I ask her, like, and she'll tell me, like, today I feel sad. Like, why are you sad? Like, you know?
Because really our parents, like,
no. They
well,
don't.
Actually, I'm lying because my mom's my best friend. I'm lying.
Yeah, she is.
That's bestie.
Miss Williams. We love her.
That's bestie.
So how do you
But
think?
No, the reason why I was asking is because of this whole concept of like parenting your parents and like how things are just getting kind of like full circle. And I was asking because sometimes I actually find myself in conversation with my mum and I'm like, am I her mum? Or is she my mum?
Yeah.
Because I bring my mum to be like, have you eaten? Are you in pain? What have you done today? Is she my child?
But do you think because the concept of like, it's always been you and her before?
I've got a brother.
I know, but your brother's got, like, obviously you've got your own family now as well, but your brother's...
He'd been out the house for a long time.
So yeah, and then he left and then he's...
No, but yeah, that's what I mean. He's been gone for a very long time.
That's what I'm saying. And it's always just been you and your mum. And now that you've moved...
I don't know.
And she's just by herself.
I don't think it's that. I think a lot of people are finding themselves parenting their parents at the moment. I think parents are... They're unruly.
Yeah.
They're unruly.
Yeah, sometimes I call my mum and she's, like, out and I'm like...
Oh yeah. Do you think if I can't find my mum, do you know that I raised the alarms? I want you to know that.
Yeah, of course.
You see, if I ring my mum 3 times, I should not answer the phone. I call my brother, have you spoken to mum today?
Yeah.
I message the family group chat, mum, we're looking for you. And then she'll call back and be like, what is wrong with you? Like, my phone was on silent. Do you know that I'm a big woman? I'm like, I don't care. And everybody knows that I stalked my mum on the Ring doorbell.
Yeah, we know about the Ring doorbell.
I have to see where she's coming or going.
So, do you think it's you the problem then? You've been doing a bit too much. Let the woman breathe.
That is my most prized possession.
Yes, I understand. My mother. But she's
the apple of my eye.
She's
the raised fruit her. Of my loom. Like I gave birth to her.
But there you go.
And now let me get out my mini violin as well. You can't, I only have one parent.
Yeah.
So I only got one left. So
I get all of that. Nah. But like from her perspective, I'm gonna talk for Miss Williams right now.
No,
talk
for her. Miss Williams is unruly, and if you don't check on her, you don't know what she's doing. You don't know if she ate today. You don't know whether she's been to the shops.
Of like freedom, my 2 pygmies are grown now. I can live my best life. She's living her.
She
best
needs
life.
To eat properly in her best life.
100% I agree with you. Maybe sometimes she's not hungry.
You see, did your parents accept that from you when you was a child that you're not hungry, or did they force you to eat?
No.
So she's gonna eat.
Yeah.
Actually, because I didn't get to say I wasn't hungry.
She's living her best life. Sorry.
Well.
You have to let her. I think you've been a bit controlling, Muni. Let the woman live.
I didn't speak to her yesterday. It was a long 24 hours.
Okay. Wow. 24 hours. But I'm sure you was like on the side, like.
I mean, we had a little WhatsApp banter, sending each other reels.
Okay. So at least, you know, she was like replying back and forth.
Yeah, but.
Let the woman go, bro.
Bestie!
The woman go.
But yes, does anybody else find themselves feeling like they're parenting their parent now? I think it's also different if your parent's single and if they're not. And my mum's
single. 100%. My mum and dad are always together.
So.
I feel like sometimes you have to parent my dad a bit more than my mom.
I think your dad's more unruly than your mom.
100%. My dad's very unruly. My dad's stubborn.
Yeah.
He's so stubborn. I don't know what to do with him sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm just like, Abba, please. He's like, get out of my way, bro.
Yeah. I'm a big man. Maybe.
Yeah. And if you say to him, Dad, you know, this happened to you, he's like, what? Who? Not me. He'll deny everything.
So. No,
did I tell you the time that I made him like a proper like nice food, vegetables, like, you know, and then he said to me, then my mum was traveling and then I decided, I was like, Dad, you're diabetic, you need to eat healthy. So I decided to make like proper, a vegan meal. I was like,
vegan?
Yeah, like a vegetarian
meal. For your Somali dad?
Yeah. But I was like, you need to like eat healthy. Like the doctors were like, no, he needs to cut this, that. So we were like.
I don't know why you're trying to take his meat and chicken away and fish, but go on.
You know, I made like 3-course meal. I think I made like some sweet potato soup or something. Like, I made like bare other...
Sweet potato soup?
I don't know what I made. I made some nice stuff. I can't remember.
Okay, I'm calling the police on his
Then mouth. When he ate, he was like, oh, so where's the meat? I was like, no meat. I said to you, today we're going vegetarian. I was like, what's that?
I would have thrown the plate at you.
He called my mum and said she starved me today.
And that's what I mean by parents are unruly.
No, but I just wanted him to eat less meat. He's always... He said, meat's in my blood. If I don't eat meat today, I have not lived. I was like...
I'm so actually dramatic. Done. The drama.
Yes, my dad, we have to... We're more on my dad than my mom. My mom's very, like, independent, like, you know? But I always... But, you know, have you ever asked, to, like, your parents, like, they've gone through so much? Like, you know, sometimes my mom, I feel like... The traumas of the war and things like that, like, you know, and raising 8 kids, like, obviously with my dad, but
majority of it falls on her,
like, you know. But I'm really proud of her, like, also that these days that she expresses her feelings. She's like, I feel sad today. Oh, like, before she would never. She'd be like, as a woman, you have to keep things inside. When we were young, she was like, you have to be strong, like, you know.
Yeah.
Because you know me, I'm the crybaby in the family.
I mean, I think everybody knows that.
Exactly. I'm the emotional person. I never hid that, like, you know. So, and my mum used to be like, this girl, she's too Gillette, she's too soft, like. And I was like, I live my truth. Okay?
And now she's living her truth with you.
And now she's living her truth with me. She sometimes will sit in the car and be like, Mom, like, tell me how you feeling this week. She's, I'm sad, okay. But I always try to, one thing I always try to do my mom is like, because she's looked after us so long, now it's time for her to live her best life. So I always try to like,
take her out on little dates.
My mom is a soft girl. She loves like spa. She loves getting her hair done. Hammam. You've seen it. She likes like getting henna done. Like, you know. So don't take her out to go cinema, things like that. She'll be like,
she's not interested.
She'll be like, please, girl. But if you take her for a spa, if you take her to get her hair done, if you get her to get her, like, you know, get her henna done, she loves it. She loves things. So I try to do that whenever she's like feeling down, because it's not easy, like, looking after a whole household, you know.
And I think, I think obviously the concept of parenting your parents, I don't think we're in that depth yet, because our parents are active, hand in hand.
Very.
They're able-bodied, yeah. You know, and stuff
but
like that.
But it's going to get to a point where
you have to do more for
on them. Yeah.
I was just looking at this article, and it's just talking about caring for aging parents and the stress that it brings. Especially, I think, for women, because I think women end up being part of what they call, like, the sandwich generation.
Okay.
Where, like, you've got your own family,
yeah.
Then you in the middle, yeah. And then your parents. And you have to look after both.
Yes.
Because it tends to fall
100%.
Because, for example, if my mum was to get to a place where she couldn't do things for herself, she's going to have to come and live with me. I know she ain't going to go live with my brother.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So then it's going to be me.
Yeah.
And I think that is, like, the, like, number one, you know, it's a big stress on a lot of people's lives.
But don't get it twisted. I feel like these days, yeah, a lot of children are putting parents in care homes, you know. Even as us foreigners, you know, that never used to be a concept.
No, my dad was in a care home.
That's what I'm saying. But that's,
although to be fair, it wasn't really a choice. But
obviously, sometimes there's circumstances.
But what
that
you will notice
choice.
Is a difference in.
We want our parents to be cared in our home, like, you know, the carers come to us.
There is that, but sometimes that doesn't always work, and sometimes. It goes past that point where they get so ill that they're like, this at-home business ain't going to work no more.
Yeah, obviously there's certain, but
there's... what you will notice as well, people who are in care homes, like I always noticed there was a severe difference between the ethnic people in the care homes and the white people.
Mm-hmm.
And like, unfortunately, I never used to see the white old people getting their visitors.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like birthdays and Christmas, you know, and then they just left there.
When I was... was it a few years ago? I used to work as a carer, like, mm-hmm. you know, because obviously I was going uni, I had like part-time yeah. job. And I'm not going to lie, when I used to work in care, I used to be really shocked at like at these, especially the white people, like they some one lady, her daughter lived like two roads down.
And she was
like, she comes like, she says once a week to do my shopping. That traumatized me.
Yeah, whereas with the ethnic minorities, you often see that they're getting visitors regularly.
Every single day.
Daily. We used to bring my dad's food. He didn't eat the food from there
yeah.
all the time. Like, just things like that, there's a big difference. But I think the reason why people are doing it more than in the past is because of the country that we're in.
Mm.
Back home, if your relative who's old gets sick...
It's a village.
Yeah. Here... People can't afford to quit their job and sit down with a parent 24 hours a day. They can't. How are you going to eat? How's that parent going to eat? Do you know what I mean? It's oftentimes that people don't have, sometimes they don't have the space. Again, because back home, like my grandma's house back home is big.
Yeah.
Massive. And then there's land on top of that.
Yeah.
Here, the houses ain't big like that.
No.
So again, people find themselves stuck in a position where it's like, I can't afford to quit my job to look after this person. I don't even have space for this person. So I think that's why people are doing it more than in the past, because after a few generations of being here as well.
It used to be such a foreign concept to us. Like, you know, mom used to be like, if any of you put me, I'll curse you in my grave. I'll be like, all right, calm down. Calm down, sis. Like, you know what I mean? No, that used to be like, and us, obviously... I think one of the concepts of having a big family is always be like, have loads of kids so that your kids can look after you.
Yeah.
Now, I think like, we're having less kids. Let's be honest. our generation.
Because people can't afford it.
Of course. It's just crazy.
And also people are getting married later and having kids later. Exactly. Which leaves left time to have children. People are getting married when they were like 18 before and having bare kids.
Yeah. One of the things that used to always baffle me when I used to work in care, and I used to be like, but they were like, why can't your kids look after him? They'd be like, no, but I lived my life, so they need to live theirs. I was like,
I think that's fine if that's how the person feels and they're okay.
They'd be
with
like, because I put my parents in care home, and basically they were expecting it. They were like, they need this is basically our path of life.
Some people save up to go there. What do you mean? They're ready for that.
No, for me, such a concept. It reminds me of a Somali tale of a man that used to. That left. He's basically he wanted to look. Let me know. He wanted to look after his dad, but then his dad got old. He couldn't look after him. Then he left his dad on a tree, and then the dad was blind and everything and couldn't see. And then the dad started laughing. And then he was like, "Why are you laughing?" He said, "What do you call it? Like 35 years ago, I did the same thing to my dad.
Allah.
I also left my elderly father.
Well, he was just
going
to leave him at the tree and run off.
Because he did." The same thing to his dad. So his son did that to him.
How mysteriously his son ended up doing it to him.
Yeah, it's just a Somali folk tale. I don't know if it's true or not, but it's just something that our parents used to
If you leave me by the tree.
Used to scare us with. I don't know. Let me know, guys, if you've heard of this Somali folk tale, I guess I would say. There's a lot of Somali folk tales that our parents used to use against us to like
and that's the
to
thing.
Be good children, like, you know?
Yeah, of course. But I know, for example, if I said to my mum, like, move in with me, I'm going to quit my job and be with you. She'd be like, are you dumb? She would put herself in the home.
And this
is what I'm saying. I know she would. She would not come and live with me. She'd be like, are you all right?
Yeah.
She'd be like, come visit me on Saturday. She'll keep it stepping. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
She wouldn't. And this is, I think everybody's different. But I know that my mum would not. I would have to break her legs.
Stop.
I'd have to kidnap her. For her to come and live with me, for me to look after her.
She's not going to have that, 100%, I know. No. She's not going to do that.
And so that's what I'm saying.
You just have to parent her from far, sorry.
I'm parenting for her through the Ring doorbell.
Yeah, keep doing that little Ring doorbell.
Listen, it's a tip. Anybody else want to keep an eye on their parent?
Last night.
Who lives alone?
Do you parent
get you a
your
Ring
parents?
Doorbell. Do you parent your parents?
Let us know.
In the comments.
Exactly.
I'm joking.
Exactly.
Are we wrapping it up?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? So on that note, guys, we have been
Pirates and the Caribbean. I hope you enjoyed, you know,
like, comment, subscribe, share, tell a friend. Let us know if you're finding yourself parenting your parents as you've gotten older.
Exactly. Let us know about the Somali folk
tales.
Because
if we're getting old, they're getting old.
Alhamdulillah for being a young mom. You know what I mean? My son's like,
you still ain't a baby, sis.
True. You know, the other day, like,
are you 35?
I'm 35, and then my...
Are you 35?
I am 35. Can you believe it?
Shut up. Well, I thought you was 33.
Nah, babe. It's COVID. COVID lost
35.
Us 2 years. Yeah, I turned 35. I was telling
why
my mum the
I
other day...
Why did I think you guys were so much younger than me?
No. I don't know why you always think that we're so much younger than you when we're not.
You turned 35?
Yeah. Why is that shock? I thought you knew my age, Mooney.
Nah, I'm not gonna lie.
10:35.
But
so
because of when you're born,
I
always remember,
like,
your birthday.
How do you feel? Like, you know, your eldest daughter is 35. She goes, I feel nothing. She was like,
she said, my knees are still good. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, she's like, I'm 55 and I'm still, I've got a 30. And then my sister was like, are you 55? Like, and then they were arguing about maths. It was so funny because my dad...
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That means
you know my dad,
yeah,
would tell you every year he's 50. That man hasn't moved for 10 years.
Well, I bet you don't know how old he is.
I don't know. I'm not going to lie to you.
Exactly.
Sometimes
And that birth certificate ain't worth a damn. They ain't going to tell you nothing special.
True.
Could be anything.
Yeah, mom's like... That's what happens when you have... And I'm like... And then it made me think, like, oh my God, when I turn, like, you know, 55, Nabs is not going to be, you know... Maybe we're going to be similar age. Well, not similar age, but you know what I mean? He's going to be in his 30s, I think.
How old were you when you had him? 19?
19, yeah.
So it's the same as you and your mum?
Yeah.
Pretty much?
Yeah.
1 year difference.
I think my mum had me when she was at 20, I think.
Literally, yeah.
Yeah.
So
Alhamdulillah, that's one of the, I think, the highlights of like being a young mom.
Babes, you're going to have another one, so too late.
I'm scared about, you know, we're going to talk about that, but I'm really scared about that.
What, having another child after such a long time?
Yeah, I'm shook.
Starting from scratch.
I'm shook.
You got this, mom.
I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I'm like, he's like, shut up.
I mean, you both already have children.
Yes.
So it's up to you if you want to.
No,
really.
We want to, but... I'm not gonna scared. You know, sometimes I look at my sister, sometimes I'm like, I love my nephews, but
no, you're not gonna have that many.
If I have children, I'm gonna have to do back to back as much as Allah try gives me, innit?
Oh, so you actually want loads?
Yeah, I want. I do. I like the concept of having a big family. You know, since I was young, I've always wanted, like, I've always been like the type of person that has like more than one child. So
yeah, but having one more family makes you more than one child.
Like, no, I've always wanted.
So you're trying to have like five?
Yeah.
Seven?
If Allah gives it to me, but I'm not sure, brother. I mean,
may Allah facilitate for our dear Ikran.
I mean,
for her seven children. Mashallah. Mashallah.
Did I tell you the time at Ibian, like when she was giving birth, like I was obviously me and her husband and my mom. I don't know how the nurses last all in that birth place, yeah, but.
All three of you were in there. Wow.
I had to. There was a few times I had to hide in the. No. Oh. Head in the toilet, and the nurse was like, "Come out, bruv." But I fell asleep because I was so tired.
To take a sleep?
No, I was so tired. Let me tell you, this girl had like Braxton Hicks for a week. I didn't sleep every time that emergency. Like, I literally was surviving on 2 hours sleep.
Yeah.
So I must have fallen asleep, like when she settled in and stuff like that. I literally closed my eyes for 5 seconds. It felt like 5 seconds. When I opened my eyes, she's in my face. She was like, "I made da'a. Allah gives you 10 boys." I said, "Yeah, Allah, please." Because if I had a thinking, you know, the eyes of like when a woman's giving birth, it gets accepted. I said, "Please, 10. I said, at least put some girls in there. Come on. She was like, "How dare you sleep while I'm giving birth?"
And I'm done.
And I was like, how would you call it?
Was she actually giving birth at that time? Or was
she
just
in pain? Yeah, she was like going through
contractions.
Stuff. But I was like, please, like, I was so, you know, that after that, I was alert.
Well, everyone say I mean to
please,
that.
Please, not 10 boys, at least like 5 boys, 5 girls, if I'm gonna have 10, but I'm not gonna lie to you. 10? Please. Inshallah, whatever Allah gives me, alhamdulillah. But yeah, I've always been the type of person that I want a big family.
Let us know in the comments, do you want a big family? Yeah. Were you trying to have 5, 10, 12, 15, 25, 30?
They're in my retirement plan. Check out the last episode.
Ikran says she's having kids for a retirement plan. You know they're going to cost you more than your retirement plan before you even get to that age.
The fruits of my labor, don't worry. When I get to like 80, yes, come through.
80?
Inshallah, if Allah lets
you. You're going to need them before that, babes. You're going to need them. You're retiring at 80?
Allah wa'alam.
80? Who's working?
It's raining right now. Allah
wa'alam. Who's working till they're 80?
Oh, no, I'm not working till 80.
Exactly.
I mean,
so you're going to need their money before then, babe, is what I'm saying.
Maybe in their 60s then. Come on.
Okay. Well,
I don't know if I'm gonna. I don't know, man. I need to start having kids now. I'm stressed out.
Okay, guys, we're gonna just leave it there. Thank you very much for listening.